Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Brett Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me on the program.
I love the headline concept you've got, which is higher yields can be good or they can be bad. Which is it going to be this time if we do see higher yields?
Well, I mean, we're already seeing higher yields, and it really comes down to the pace at which yields increase and how far they go. At this point, since we're coming off of such low interest rates, historically low interest rates, the initial rise in rates of, you know, let's say a percentage point or so, is not all too damaging to the economy. In terms of housing affordability, even with the rise in mortgage rates of approximately 100 basis points over the past month and the increase in house prices, affordability is still running far above the average over the past 30 years.
And, of course, we deleveraged and paid that down as well. I think the reality, folks, and this is for those keeping score at home, is there's a cautious crew out there, anti-Bernanke, anti-Deutsche Bank. They just don't have a second-half optimism. I'm going to call them a 2%, 2.1%, wherever you want to put it. Brett, your team flat-out disagrees with that. I'm going to call you almost on the land of nirvana here for third quarter and fourth quarter. How do you get there? Let's take the optimistic approach. How do you get that economic growth?
Well, I think people are underestimating the contribution that housing can make to the economy. And when you have house prices up anywhere from 10 to 15% compared to a year ago, and you have housing starts up materially, approaching 1 million on annualized on housing starts, you look in today's ADP data, you saw 20,000 construction jobs being created. We think there could be a potential for 300,000 plus construction jobs to be created over the next 6 to 12 months. And the wealth effect from housing, along with higher stock prices, and as you mentioned, better consumer balance sheets is feeding into stronger private final demand. And we're already seeing that in the GDP data to date.
You have a fabulous bar chart showing that home builder job hiring is just superb. Where are we? Are we anywhere near the enthusiasm we all remember of 05, 06? I mean,
people that do
the weather in New York and traffic in New York were out considering going into the construction business. Let's go to John Tucker very quickly here. John, did you look to go into the construction industry?
I have a 22-ounce framing hammer at home, ready to go.
Ready to go.
A death stick.
A 22-ounce death stick.
I don't use those sissy pneumatics nailers.
Each nail is hand-hammered. But, Brett, that is the window of it, whether it's a John Tucker going into jobs or that immigrant population that went into jobs. We're waiting for that. When's that going to happen? Oh.
Brett. Do we have Brett?
Brett.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go. Brett, when's this going to happen?
He was busy parsing the trade data while we were talking jobs.
Brett, when are we going to see that construction job economy really pop again?
Well, you'll see it as starts continue to accelerate. And as I said, we're expecting about 300,000 in construction jobs over the next, let's call it, 6 to 12 months. And as housing starts to get to 1.2 million, which is what we're expecting by the end of the year, which will still be below what your average was, you know, over the last 40 some years, which is more like 1.5 million in housing starts. That's when you'll really see an acceleration. I mean, keep in mind that the median house in the United States was built in the early 1970s, so we should have a replacement cycle coming up fairly shortly. Household formation is starting to tick up again. As the labor market improves overall for the economy, that creates more demand for housing. And keep in mind also that, you know, despite the rise in mortgage rates, lending standards are easing. So it's becoming easier for somebody to get a mortgage, which is an important driver of housing demand. So all of these things are sort of coming to a head in the next couple of quarters.
Very quickly, your forecast at Deutsche Bank is 145 for Friday. Tom will be here. I won't, so I won't be here tomorrow. So before we leave, are you guys going to change your forecast based on ADP?
No, we're not going to change our forecast.
Come on, Brett, we got to make some news here. Let's go.
I know. Well, the reason being is that historically, for some reason, it seems as though the BLS has an issue seasonally adjusting the June data, and the initial print on June has tended to be weak over the past 13 years or so. So we're being a little conservative, but I would say today's number definitely gives us a reason for upside optimism here.
Brett, thanks so much. Brett Ryan with Deutsche Bank.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.